The video opens with a long shot of some beautiful snow-covered mountains. But in the foreground is a large red building with white steam or smoke rising from the side. The two shooting the cell phone video are breathless. They see a downed cow outside a slaughterhouse.
It's a cow.
He's alive,
on that bulldozer.
Yes, he's alive.
The video is being shot by Amy Meyer, a 25-year-old woman who was documenting alleged animal abuse outside a Utah slaughterhouse last year. She became the first person in the U.S. prosecuted under a controversial new law that bars recording in a livestock operation while trespassing or going undercover. Meyer wasn't so undercover. The meat plant owner ultimately pulls up and Meyer continues to videotape it.
Okay, but you cannot videotape my property from public property, so I'm asking you to stop. Now I'll leave and call the cops and have them do that for me.
The case has focused a spotlight on the new laws. Called Ag Gag by its critics, they are aimed at silencing whistleblowers who try to expose abuses at the large slaughterhouses or livestock operations.
Hi, my name is Will Potter. I'm an independent journalist based in Washington, D.C., and I want to talk to you about a new project I'm really excited about.
Enter Will Potter with a video of his own. This is from his Kickstarter campaign. He's raised $75,000 for Drone on the Farm, a project aimed at flying a camera over what he calls factory farms. He wants to document potential abuses and fly around the ag gag laws.
These laws are meant to keep consumers in the dark. So the obvious question is, what is Big Ag trying to hide?
Potter sees the effort as a way to circumvent such regulations in at least seven states, including Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri, and to also show aerial views of the pollution often centered around those operations.
I've met Mr. Potter on several occasions.
That's Emily Meredith, a spokeswoman for the Animal Ag Alliance, a coalition of farm and commodity groups like the pork producers and the cattlemen.
And I think he's really seen that this space of criticizing the food and agriculture industry is a very trendy space to be in, and I think he's really hitched his wagon to that.
Meredith says the laws act as a deterrent to the activists, who she calls the detractor community, people using deceptive practices, she says, to spread misinformation. She's also not a fan of the term ag gag.
You know, I think that the farm protection legislation and different bills that have been introduced, it's trying to give farmers who have been victimized by these groups some sort of recourse, some sort of protection against kind of their deceptive tactics.
You're free to leave. I'm going to screen charges of criminal trespass on you.
In the Utah case, the cops can be seen on Amy Meyer's video. But the charges against Meyer were later dropped after a prosecutor found evidence that showed she was legally standing on public property while taping the slaughterhouse. Not everyone in farm country defends the laws. Chuck Jolly, president of the Meat Industry Hall of Fame, says he understands why livestock producers are defensive, but he calls the laws incredibly stupid and short-sighted.
I mean, what you're really doing is handing an issue to the anti-ag people and saying, yeah, I've got something to hide and I need laws to protect me.
Jolly suggests opening up the slaughterhouses, letting consumers go through and learning what the process really looks like. That way, he says, people can make decisions about what to eat based on the facts, not fear.
Having been in most of those plants, there's some stuff that, you know, soft-hearted people won't want to see, but at the same time, that's real life. That's how meat gets put on the table, and people need to understand that.
Angry internet commenters call activists terrorists. Jolly takes a lighter tone, offering Potter some advice. He might not want to fly his drone over farm country during duck season, Jolly says, as some farmers may mistake it for meat. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.